Precious child of God, you're welcome to the Sydney Ola Mensa podcast. Today, we continue our series titled Life Reset. And the theme for today's sermon is resetting your life with three questions. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please have your seat. Good morning, and please have your seat. Go ahead and be seated, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody, tell the person quickly, it's good to see you. Amen. I want to encourage you, if you have not been following the series of How to Reset My Life, I want you to go back and listen to them, because I think that they've been very helpful to some of us, not to most of us, but to some of us. Hallelujah. And we have talked about how to prepare your heart for a reset. We've also talked about how to recognize that changing start with choosing, and how to do things that allow you to make the hard changes in your life. Praise the Lord. And the previous week, Pastor Paul talked about looking back to look what forward, or looking back in order to look forward. And the truth is that most at times in our lives, we have different kinds of things that we go through, and most at times we need regular reset. Somebody say regular reset. But there are times where we need radical reset, and we need radical reset because we tend to drift off from life most times. And the reason why, because we drift off from life most at times, and that is why we need a regular reset. So sometimes we need reset in month, in weekly, in days. Praise the Lord. But there are some times that we need radical reset. Somebody say radical. I can hear you say radical reset. And everything that looks like is falling apart in your life, and that is what I mean radical reset. When you've come to the realization and to the point that everything around your life is falling apart, and that makes me remind myself, when I studied literature about things fall apart, that there are times when you see that everything around your life is falling apart, then you need a radical reset. Somebody say radical. Radical meaning that you have to go beyond the regular. You have to intentional say that, no, I need something to change about my life. Even not in my life, but about what my life. And many a times I believe that whether it is radical or it is regular, it is a reset. And you and I can bear witness that any reset is not easy. Look at somebody, say it's not easy. It is not easy because it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of time. Any time that you want to go through a reset, it takes time, and it takes what? Energy. I feel like preaching today. It takes time, and it takes what? Energy. Hallelujah. So God, in his own manifold wisdom, has realized that it comes to a time in a man's life or in a woman's life that you need to pause and understand that there has to be a reset in my life. In the book of Psalm chapter 145 verse 14, the Message Bible, it says that God gives us fresh start to those who are ready to quit. If it's there, you can put it on the screen. The B, it says that God gives a fresh start to those who are what? Ready to quit. Is it there? Can we read together? It says God gives what? A hand. Uh-huh. He gives what? A fresh start to those who are what? Ready to quit. So it is in his word that God, in his manifold wisdom, understand that as human as you are, it comes to a point where you need a reset. Somebody say, I need a reset. Say, I need a reset. And the kind of reset that you need can never be by your own energy or can never be by your own power, but it will take only God to give you that reset. And that is why when you travel to the book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, it says that not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. So it would take the Spirit of God to give you a reset. Somebody say, I indeed need a reset. Say, I indeed need a reset. So God also promises us that immediately you intentionalize yourself that you need a reset, he will always provide a reset for you. But today I want us to look at something that is very important, and we are going to ask ourselves three major questions. Somebody say, three major questions. Are you following? Three major questions that all of us need if we decide that we want to reset our lives. And we are going to learn these questions from the life of blind Bartimaeus. Somebody say, Bartimaeus. Now we understand that Jesus, in one of his meetings, had to meet somebody called blind Bartimaeus, and in the first glance something really happens. And I taught you the last time that names that are put in the Bible are put there for a reason. That means that there is something about your life that God wants to communicate to us, or God wants us to learn in our lives. Are you understanding me? Like the characters of Joshua and Caleb, the characters of the woman at the well, the characters of the son of Nun, Joshua, the characters of the men and women that God lifted, like the Deborahs, like the characters of the Anna. Anytime that God put an individual name there or stresses on it, he wants us to learn something. So we understand that blind Bartimaeus asked himself several questions in that state. Now the number one question that he asked himself, and we need to ask ourselves, is where I am. Write it down. Where am I? Hallelujah. Say, where am I? So number one question is, where am I? Now, in order to get to where you have to go, you have to ask yourself where you are. Praise the Lord. For blind Bartimaeus to have a reset, he had to ask himself, where am I? And it's a basic question. Hallelujah. Where am I? Look at somebody and tell the person politely, you know, just hold their hand gently and ask the person, where are you? Hallelujah. We understand that in those times where there was a celebration in Jericho and the Passover celebration was near, and we understand that in that moment where people were joyous and hearing that Jesus was coming, blind Bartimaeus decided to seize the moment in order to be part of the celebration. Even in his misery, he was hoping that at that time when Jesus was passing, something would actually happen to his life. So in the middle of all the celebration, in Mark chapter 10 verse 46, let's put it there for me please, in Mark chapter 10 verse 46, he's sitting beside the roadside, and because he is a blind man, he had to react. It says that what? Then they came to what? Jericho. Let's read it. As Jesus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. So here he is, blind Bartimaeus, and he's just sitting by the roadside, as the scripture is saying. But what is blind Bartimaeus doing? He's begging. He's begging, and in that culture, everybody who is blind would have to beg. The only means to survive is you have to what? You have to beg. The only means that he could support himself, the only means that he could live, was people to pity him and give him the crumbs and the morsels of food for him what to survive upon. So he survived on scraps of food. But now blind Bartimaeus right away knew that something had to change in his life. And we understand that Jesus healed a lot of people. Not only blind Bartimaeus, he healed a lot of blind people. And so many times, even in written in John and in Luke and all that, Jesus healed a lot of people. But this was significant because it was recorded. Am I communicating here? It was what? It was recorded. So we find Bartimaeus sitting at the roadside and he's begging. But then in chapter 10 verse 52, something happened. Go to 52 for me.
I said, Cholo, couldn't find nobody.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody great than you.
It says what? Go, said Jesus. Let's read together. Go, said Jesus. Immediately he did what? So following Jesus, he has an encounter and then he received what? His sight. And that is a total reset. Somebody say total reset. Because he was blind, but now what? He could see. In the beginning, he was blind, but now what? He could see. So now, in the beginning, he's asking himself that, where am I? But where is blind Bartimaeus? He's sitting what? By the roadside. Where is blind Bartimaeus now? He's sidelined in life. People look down upon blind Bartimaeus. Was his life going to be like that all the time? No. Was he still going to be a beggar all the time? No. Something had to change in his life. But the Bible says, immediately he met Jesus, something changed in his life. Somebody say immediately. So we understand from verse 52 that there was total reset in the life of what? Blind what? Bartimaeus. Am I communicating here? And it's a picture for all of us to relate to. This is a keen picture, because most of us here, there are times where we could feel that we are sidelined. Say, I'm sidelined. And you are sidelined by most of the event in your life. You are sidelined by a lot of things that have happened in your life. You are sidelined by some dreams that you are believing God that they will come to pass, but still it is where it is. And you feel like life is passing and passing, and you feel like everything is moving, and you are still in a standstill, and you are asking yourself that, what will happen? The first question you need to ask yourself is, where am I? And Bartimaeus' story shows us what? A reset. In essence, you are here. Look at somebody, say, I'm here. Say, I'm here. I don't know, but most of you drive and you have a map on your screen. Hallelujah. How many of you drive? Praise the Lord. May you own your car. Your amen is weak. May you own your car. Hallelujah. You drive, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes when you say you drive, some of you are beginning to look at Kia Picanto first. I'm not saying Kia Picanto is not a good car. Hallelujah. Amen. But you have to look big. Am I communicating here? Sometimes when you are driving, and most of you that have used the Google map, even if you are not driving, you are sitting in Uber or something and use the Google map. And sometimes the map tells you you are here and your destination is about 2 hours. It kills your spirit. And sometimes you wish that you wouldn't have even opened the map at all. So sometimes finding yourself at where you are is scary. If you examine your life and then life can tell you that this is where I am, and you want to be honest to yourself, sometimes you are afraid. Especially when you look at your life now and you realize that things are passing and you are where you are, you look afraid. And if you want to be honest to yourself, you can understand that indeed you are afraid. Am I communicating here? So it's the same thing as asking yourself, where are you on the map? Now the question is that, who is the map? The map is God. So ask yourself, where am I in what? In God. Praise the Lord. If you look at the story of Adam and Eve, the Bible makes us understand that God asked Adam, where are you? It's not like God did not know where Adam was. Am I communicating here? God wanted Adam to know where he was. God wanted Adam to know that he was naked. God wanted Adam to know that you have broken the relationship that I have with you. God wanted Adam to know that there is a separation now. God wanted Adam to know that there is no more that fluidity in our conversation. So he asked Adam, where are you? It's not like God did not know where Adam was. God knew where Adam was. So now God asks you, where are you in him? Where are you in him? Is there a relationship already? Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. Let's look at it. Genesis 3:8 NLT. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Quickly, please. Quickly. Let me read. It says, when the cool evening breeze was blowing. Let's read. Church. The man and his wife. Heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. Quickly. Yes, next verse, please. He replied. The reason why we are hiding and we do not know where we are on the map is because we are afraid. Praise the Lord. We are afraid to open up to God and say, God, this is me. And this is where I am. Am I communicating here? The Bible says that the Bible makes us understand that he was embarrassed. And some of us, because we are embarrassed and because we feel that sin has taken us away from God, we decide to hide. Look at somebody, say, he's calling you. Say, he's calling you. So you need to ask yourself that, where am I now? When God says that, where are you? He's asking you, do you know where you are in me? Am I communicating here? So let us look at something which is very important. And even though sometimes we live in a life of denial, and sometimes we are hiding from our past, some of you are not progressing because you are hiding from your past. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to speak to anybody about it. And all the time, what dream you kasa, say it's not going to work. But if you need to progress, you need to understand where you are. And some of you, sometimes in living a life of denial, you distance yourself. Some of you, you know that thing that you do. Sometimes even when you watch 3 movies, still the movie will end. And you will come back to yourself and realize, this is still me. Am I communicating here? You can be alone. Some of you, how you hide is to be in your room. You buy the curtains that are very dark so that the whole room will be dark. You off your light and put on the TV. You watch movie upon movie. At the end of the day, when you still come out, it is there waiting for you. Is it not true? Am I communicating here? But the truth is that if you come to the point and you understand of where you are, then God can help you. Am I communicating here? Some of us, we find ourselves, or we hide ourselves from distractions. Praise the Lord. And you can never be quiet, because sometimes in a moment where you feel like you want to talk, you are distracted some way, somehow. Some things are distracting you from coming to the point and seeing where you are. Some of you, it's your phone that is distracting you. Praise the Lord. Some of you is watching something upon something upon something upon something. Some of us, we cannot find where we are because every time we wake up in the morning, it's this after this after this after this. And we cannot find where we are in God. Am I communicating here? Sometimes, because of that, we even doubt the existence of God. We doubt what God can really what do for us. So, in effect, we are hiding, and then we cannot find our true self in God. And I tell you this morning, you need a reset. If you find yourself in any of this, I'm telling you, you need what? A reset. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are five areas which you can look at, which is very important. Five areas. You need to ask yourself physically, where am I? Somebody say physically. Where am I? Hallelujah. Physically, where you are. Where are you physically? Is your body in the right shape? Hallelujah. Is your mind in the right shape? Emotionally, are you what? In the right shape. Praise the Lord. Not only physically, but relational. Where are you? Am I drawing closer to people or I'm pushing people away? Am I communicating here? Vocationally, where am I? Where am I? Am I progressing in life? Am I fulfilling what I'm doing? Even what I'm doing, is it fulfilling? Number five. Spiritually, where am I? Spiritually, where am I? And that is what? Your closeness, what? To God. Praise the Lord. So you look at the map and you ask yourself that, where, what am I? Am I communicating here? And God says that He can do all things for you. Psalm chapter 139, verse 23, 24. Quickly, please. Let's read together. Psalm 139, verse 23, 24. Do you have the NASB version? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read together, huh? It says what? Search me, O God. Hallelujah. So you need a great prayer like this in a reset. And I want you to know the scripture. Pray on scripture. Hallelujah. You need what? A great prayer like this to pray. Am I communicating here? So blind Bartimaeus is teaching us that in reset, we need to ask ourselves, where am I? The second question. The first question is, where am I? The second question, who am I listening to? Who am I listening to? Because who you are listening to tremendously can have an impact. And look at what happened to Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, 47 to 48. Quickly, NLT. Mark 10, 47 to 48. Let's read together, church. Let's read together. When Bartimaeus, he began what? To shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Look at what they said. Do you see it's in is it what? Koteshima. Do you see it? It says what? Be what? Be quiet. They yelled at him. Have mercy on me. But the more they shouted, the more what? He yelled. Praise the Lord. Now here is the lesson. There is a crowd that doesn't want you to hear. Some of you, the crowd is Twitter. Some of you, the crowd is Facebook. Look at somebody, say, it's Facebook. TikTok. Yeah. Hallelujah. The perversion in social media is serious. Now, pornography has been dignified. Hallelujah. And all this crowd is not letting you hear God. He's calling you like he's calling blind Bartimaeus. But you are not what? You are not hearing. Am I communicating here? You are trying as much as possible to shout and scream. But this crowd has become what? A distraction. So the crowd keeps shouting, but Jesus keep what? Whispering. And he wants you to hear what? His voice. Am I communicating here? The second difference is that the crowd, they interrupt, but Jesus he invite. The crowd interrupt, but Jesus, that's what? He invite. So you see that the crowd is yelling at blind Bartimaeus, and he didn't ask them to yell at him, but they decided what? To yell at him, because Jesus was what? Was calling him. So anytime that Jesus is calling, a crowd will what? Interrupt. Understand your life right now and look at who you are listening to. Are you listening to the crowd, or you are listening to Jesus? And the crowd is telling Bartimaeus, keep quiet. That anytime you want to yield to God, anytime there is all night, you have to come and pray. The crowd is telling you, keep. Oh, come on, talk about it. Keep. Why are you quiet? Keep. Why are you quiet? Keep. Hallelujah. It's speaking to you. Prayer meeting. The crowd is speaking to you. Prayer meeting. Black Stars match. The crowd is speaking to you. Prayer meeting. Manchester United versus Liverpool. Hallelujah. The crowd is speaking to you. Once the word of God is preaching, you are ultra bet. Hallelujah. And sometimes, funny enough, you the day you want to close it, it cannot close. A fresh phone like that is frozen. You can tell that the Lord is telling you, you cannot let the crowd dominate your life. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The third difference is that the crowd, they waffle, but Jesus, he never waves. Am I communicating here? Because they were yelling at him that be quiet, be quiet. And Jesus kept calling him. Then Jesus said, come to me. But one thing that is funny is that the same crowd, they tell Bartimaeus, cheer up. Is it true? What did they say? He said, so they called the blind man, cheer up. They said, come, he's calling you. The same crowd that said, cheer up, the same crowd said, what? Quiet. See, and that is the inconsistency that stops you from getting closer to God. One time they will pretend like, oh, you know, you are getting closer, you are getting closer. And one time it will be bringing you down like that. Somebody say, the crowd. Say, it ain't taking over my life. Come on, say, it ain't taking over my life. Hallelujah. Now, one final truth about the difference between the crowd and Jesus. The crowd does not care about you. It cares about itself. But Jesus cares about you. Am I communicating here? The guy started shouting, have mercy upon me. Anytime you find yourself where the crowd is all around your life, the only thing that you need is to cry the mercy of God. It is only the mercy of God that can take you from what? The cares of what? Of the crowd. It looks like it cares about you, but it doesn't care about you. Am I communicating here? I want you to write the last point and then let's pray. The last point. Number one, we said, where am I? Number two, we said, what? Who am I listening to? And number three, what do I want? What do I want? Please give me verse 51 of Mark 10 and let's read and pray. And this might be the most important question for a life reset. And as we end our series, this is the most important question that you want to ask yourself. Because if you don't ask it, if you don't ask the question, what do I want? then you're going to probably get stuck where you are. You're going to be stuck where you are. Because it takes action. What do I want? And Jesus asked this question to Bartimaeus. Let's read it. He says what? What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked, my rabbi, the blind man said, I want to see. Next verse, please. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. And immediately, he could see. And he followed Jesus. What? That is a complete reset. Please be upstanding. Is that how you clap your hands for Jesus? It's an instant miracle. He could see now. And his life from being a beggar, his life of being a mediocre, everything had gone wrong in his life. And finally, he could see. I want you to open your palms. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, if I have ego, I have pride. Lord, help me.
Help me.
Look at me. It takes ego and pride to leave for you to ask God that this is indeed what I want. And some of you have asked God certain things, he's not done it. Because he knows the reason why. Praise the Lord. There were times where he had to heal a person. And he said that it has been there for the glory of God what to be seen. Praise the Lord. Before Jesus, there were healers. But this man still was not healed. And he was there till Jesus came. Some of you, God has answered your question, but you've not seen it yet. Praise the Lord. I want you to open your palms. It's part of this is scripted. It's in the sermon, but we need somebody to give a life experience reset. And when I got the information that our daddy will give a life reset, I was excited. And I knew that indeed God wanted this to happen. So please pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I want you to be in a, please be in a mood of conversation. You see, you don't have to be too rigid. Just be relaxed. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everything.
Everything.
We have. Right thinking.
Right thinking.
Right living.
Right living.
A clean slate.
A clean slate.
And a fresh start. Comes from you.
Comes from you.
Comes from you.
Comes from you.
So as I open my palm.
So as I open my palm.
God. This is where I am.
This is where I am.
When you say this is where I am, I want you to picture where you are. Say this is where I am.
This is where I am.
I am asking you.
I am asking you.
Show me.
Show me.
If I can't see where I am.
If I can't see where I am.
Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
Help me to see.
Help me.
Where I am.
Where I am.
Right now.
Right now.
So I can get to where I want to be.
So I can get to where I want to be.
So I can get to where you want me to be.
So I can get to where you want me to be.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I am asking you.
Lord, I am asking you.
A question.
A question.
And I know you are listening to it.
I know you are listening to me.
What I am doing to get time.
What I am doing to get time.
To get space.
To get space.
For you to listen to me.
For you to listen to me.
Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
God, I know that you can reset my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you can reset my life. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to touch where your heart is and let me pray for you. Our Father, we come to you this morning. We have been looking at how to reset our lives. We come to you with these questions because we know we can trust you, Lord. We know that you love us. We know that you have our best of our life in your heart. And so we come to you with these questions, asking for direction. Like we find ourselves on the map, which is in you. We ask of guidance for that reset in our lives, in our families, in the life of our children, our career, our priorities, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have wandered, we have moved around, we try as much as possible to do it with our strength and our energy, but we ask you for a total reset in every direction of our life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are the one that can do it, because you have the power and your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, as our palms are open, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that, Lord, reveal yourself to us. Lord, as the lead pastor of this house, I am trusting you for every life that is here, in the name of Jesus. I am trusting you that you will show them the right purpose that you have for them. I am trusting you for forgiveness that I need for living for myself instead of living for others. Lord, they are trusting you for a new life. They are trusting you for a reset in Jesus. My Father, we bring all these our requests into your hands, and we know that you have answered them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alomensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and Shalom.